This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. El Paso County Jail has a major COVID-19 outbreak. CPR's Allison Sherry says the number of inmates and staffers with the virus is skyrocketing.
El Paso County has the largest jail facility in the state, and the daily case numbers inside have gone up 1,300% since October 29th. More than 900 inmates have tested positive, and 73 staffers. Sheriff Bill Elder says treating people has become a top priority, and that no one so far has had to be hospitalized. Advocates are worried, though, about the rapid spread and the risk to medically vulnerable inmates.
Adams 12 five-star schools is moving elementary students to remote learning as COVID cases climb in Adams County. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Hurley, he says many cases are school staffers.
We know that adults seem to be more likely to transmit this virus to each other. We know that things are different based on the type of school environment that you're in. We know that high schools are very different from elementary schools.
Adams 12 students will continue remote learning through mid-December. Governor Polis says interact only with people in your household and avoid friends and family who are not during Thanksgiving.
We're simply delaying when we're going to have an intergenerational Thanksgiving till things are safer.
Polis says more than 1,000 people are hospitalized with COVID, and Colorado is at risk of overwhelming ICU capacity in a matter of weeks. 43 in Denver, 39 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.